Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central. Welcome to another In Wheel Time podcast, a 30-minute mini version of the In Wheel Time car show that airs live every Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to noon Central.
There's your Hellcat.
Coming to you from the 10th Annual Lone Star Throwdown in Conroe, Texas, this is the award-winning car talk show In Wheel Time, your weekly go-to all things automotive place. Glad you could join us, along with Mike Out of This World Mars, King Conrad DeLong, Jeff Seekin, and engineer David Ainsley. I'm Don Armstrong.
That's gorgeous. I like that.
It is very nice.
That's unusual.
It is very unusual. It's a 50s kind of deal there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're so glad that you could join us. And joining us today out here at the Lone Star Throwdown, which is, by the way, at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds, right off of I-45 and
Tees Nursery. Oh, I'm sorry. I look like you were struggling to think of the name.
I am struggling, but not in that way yet. But thank you for joining us today.
There's a long bit Dodge.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, that is weird looking. You know, all I can think of is Art Grindle Dodge. Did you grow up here?
No. Yes, sir.
You did? Well, you're too young. You wouldn't know. There used to be a guy that sold cars, Art Grindle, and he was always on Saturday morning television live. And he sold new cars, but he also sold used cars. And he did this live show. I think it was during Paul Bosch Wrestling. He did this live show, and he would roll the used cars by. And these were the biggest pieces of junk you have ever seen in your – they were all hoopties, okay? And he would roll them by live on television, and he would get – if the car stalled – all the guys were out there and pushed it through. Hey, we'll sell you this car for $25.95. Nope, never mind. We'll sell this to you for $1,000. Come right down right here to Art Grindle Dodge right now. It was on OST. It was fabulous. And if you go on YouTube, you can still find
this. I'm going to have to do that.
You're going to have to. You'll laugh till you can't laugh anymore. And he went on. He closed the dealership here and moved to Florida. And apparently he did the same thing in Florida until he died. But what a great story that is.
Mine is Go See Cal. Cal Worthington. Me, my age, that's what I remember.
And all his of the dog animals. Spot.
Yeah. All his what?
And his dog Spot.
Yeah.
Because all of the animals were his dog Spot.
Yeah.
The lions, all of it. Yes, everything. Of course, he was out of California. He bought Richardson Chevrolet, by the way.
Cal Worthington. Right. And then you had Sam Montgomery, Rocket Man.
Sam the Rocket Man. He was down on the Gulf Freeway.
Yeah.
That building is still there. The rocket with the man on top was gone, but that was a 60s kind of thing. We're going to the moon.
I remember, but that was because I was up in the Detroit area. The Trunk Monkey.
Trunk Monkey?
Yeah, look up Trunk Monkey.
He's like, yeah, Trunk Monkey.
Yeah, look up Trunk Monkey one time. Google it on YouTube.
Trunk Monkey?
Yeah, and it's a Chevy dealership in the Detroit area that did this series of commercials about the Trunk Monkey.
Yeah.
And Google it. They're funnier than heck. There's got to be 20, 25 of them where the Trunk Monkey jumps out and gets the guy who's trying to rob the car, throws him off the bridge.
I've seen it.
Yeah. It whacks him in the head.
Well.
So all these different dealers had their gimmicks, and Art Grindle had his gimmick of selling the hoopties.
Yes, he did. And that's just the way that it was. I don't think that it would fly in today's hooptie world, but maybe it would.
What do you consider a hooptie?
A hooptie is something that probably has a million miles on it, is on its last leg. It had an old V8 in it that's probably running on 5 cylinders,
okay.
If that. Smoke pouring out of it.
So it's probably what I drive every day.
Something tells me not. That's not the case.
Hey, I drive. Hey, my Excursion's got a little over 400,000 miles on it.
Does it really?
Yeah.
But gas or diesel?
6.0. It's a Power Stroke diesel. Dorian did.
That's why it lasted that long.
Yeah, he did the head studs and all the goodies to it right at 117,000 miles and. It's on the factory block and everything. So the only thing he did was do the head studs, the head gaskets.
Well, 6 liter, believe it or not, my opinion was 6 liter was a good engine. It was all the crap they hung on it that didn't work worth a diddly.
I think for me, seeing all the stuff that he's done with mine and other ones at the shop, I think they got a bad rap because it was right when the fuel was switching over, the low sulfur diesel, and the EGR systems on it just wasn't ready for the, you know, the fuel wasn't out yet.
Yeah,
so once the fuel started coming out, see, there's Jared. Jared is my right-hand man.
He's been coming by checking on him.
He's the one that I told you I'm going to have to get you to meet.
I met him.
Okay.
He gave me the
good
wristbands this morning.
Okay, good deal. So he's definitely.
He gave me 30 of them. Is that a problem?
He wouldn't have given you 30, so okay. I know that for a fact. I lean on him. He's the
you
one
trust
that.
Trust him.
Yeah, he's the one that me and Radar both, we lean on really hard.
Dirty Max.
Yeah, that's there's a lot of money in there.
Gosh, what are those 40s?
How do you get
those steps come down?
How do you get an angle on that drive shaft like that? Do you actually
carefully?
Do you actually have to tilt the rear axle up to kind of meet it? Because yeah, that's severe, man.
Yeah, they'll clock the axle.
Yeah, and a lot of times in the lift kit, they'll drop the T case as well.
Yep.
They'll drop the transfer case on it because the working angles of the prop shafts can create a whole lot of vibrations at various speeds.
Or break.
And you can only tilt the nose of the pinion up so high before you take that front pinion bearing and there's no more grease plate on it. So you know, it all happens in balance. And it's not just a matter of going out and throwing some 4x4 chunks of wood underneath your leaf springs and some bigger U-bolts
really?
On it. Even though there's a lot of people who've done that, including me, which is why I know how to do that. But, you know, there's too many things you have to pay attention to because if you don't and you drive it every day, it's going to tear up in a relatively short period of time. But look at this guy's camera setup.
Yeah.
Now that's a camera setup.
Yeah. I'm glad I don't have that kind of money in it. Yeah, we do it the cheap way. Cell phones. It's all good for us.
There's another square body.
Yes, exactly. I love the paint jobs. You know, some of them they kind of give a nod to the past with the two-tone paint jobs on the pickup trucks.
And some of them are you know, like I said earlier, this thing about the patina, they leave the rust underneath it, kind of sand it out and with some touch-up paint and then clear over the top so it just looks like an old rusty bucket, but it's not. It's still got a good shine on it, and that's become probably maybe about, 5 or 6 years that's been all the craze?
Yeah.
It wasn't the craze earlier, but it seems like it went through a big time of that was what everybody wanted to do.
Yeah, there's even, you know, specific guys, paint shop guys out there that will really pull in the patina on some of these things where they look immaculate. They're smooth and it looks rusty, looks old, but it's actually a brand new paint job on it.
Yeah, I've seen how that's done. Well, that's a lot of work.
Yep,
it's a lot of work. But when it's done, it's beautiful, man. Yeah. I don't know as if that's my style. I don't know as if I could handle that. I actually had the 66 Corvair thinking that I was going to keep it patinaed. I couldn't go out in the garage and look at it.
Yeah.
It just killed me.
Hey, speaking of PSE, these are the shop guys. These guys mop and sweep the shop.
What do you mean PSE? What is that?
Power stroke
ingenuities.
Okay.
Ingenuity.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these are the bathroom cleaners here?
Yeah.
They clean the bathrooms.
So they collect money from Dorian because he so freely gives it away, right?
Who's Dorian? Do we know Dorian?
Okay, so this is some sort of an insider joke that I'm not in.
No,
I don't know.
these are probably the best diesel. I would say the best diesel shop
in town.
There's
a
lot of good diesel shops in town, but as far as performance diesel, I don't know that there's anybody better than them.
Yeah, if you have a Power Stroke diesel, it definitely is. PSE is the place to take it.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I knew you guys.
These are the two guys that you're going to hear on the phone when you call. Call one of them.
So good. So let me just go ahead and just say this about diesels. You guys work on any of those Chevy diesels?
No.
I was going to say because my cousin Steve up in Wisconsin made the mistake of buying one of those Chevy diesels
where
they had to take the cab off of it to change the turbocharger on it.
But that's normal even on the Fords.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
How what a pain that is. Why did they design
because
it that way?
Because it's easier to take the
I'm
cab off.
I'm not asking you.
But it's easier to take the cab off to work. Well, they don't have a microphone. It's easier to have a cab off to work on it than it is to – because you can't physically do it without lifting the cab, or you can, but it's a royal pain.
They want more power in there, so when you put a 6.7 motor in there, that's taking up all
Okay, tell you what we're going to do. So you're going to be our next guest. Yeah.
Well, we got one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why not?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to be a server, but you understand what's going on. That's all we're looking
so
for.
So what we're going to do is we're going to give you a hand mic. Can you handle a hand mic?
Yes, he can.
Okay, good. So if you can handle the hand mic, then you're just going to take this, and you're going to answer the questions. Can we see him on camera, by the way?
He's got to get over next to the light.
Okay, well, sit in that chair right here.
Have a seat.
Just sit down. You're
he's
not
good,
doing anything.
He's good at holding things in his hand.
Oh, boy.
Might be too big for you.
Yeah. I'm not used to something this big.
Okay, well, you know how to work it. So, and what is your name?
My name's Corey.
Corey.
Yes, sir.
And you work for?
Just Power a little
Stroke
bit closer.
I'm sorry.
There you go. Say, I'm the service manager for Power Stroke Ingenuities.
Okay. So you know everything that there is to know because you could quote prices and that sort of stuff
sure.
when somebody comes in and says, hey, man,
absolutely.
Here's the problem that I've got or this is what I want to do.
Yes, sir.
So you're the man.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, good. So you're the guy that we want to talk to.
Okay.
So we were talking about the Chevrolet diesel, and I come to find out that the Ford is, and I guess that the Ram or Cummins diesel is the same way. They all have the turbocharger at the back of the motor?
So, no, not necessarily. You're going to have a charger in the valley on a Duramax. You're going to have a charger in the valley on a Power Stroke.
In the valley meaning?
A V.
In the V.
Right in the center of it.
Got it.
You're
okay.
Have
yep. I know what you're talking about. Yep.
On a Cummins, though, you're not. It's going to be an inline six motor, so you're going to have it sitting there, and you're going to have either the turbo on the side, or they do like second gen swaps on those. But we don't necessarily do a whole lot of that. We primarily focus on the Fords.
Okay, so a V8.
Yes, sir.
A V8
yes,
diesel.
Sir.
And all four of the Fords, 7, 3, 6, 0, 6, 4, 6,
7. All
you guys
V8s.
Will work on any or all of them.
Yes, sir.
Okay, why do you prefer that?
Well,
or do you prefer it? It's
yeah.
just what the customer prefers.
Yeah, well, Dorian started the business about 10 years ago. I think this year is our 10th year anniversary of Power Stroke Ingenuities, so...
off a dirt road over by the horse track.
Yeah,
I've been, I've
yeah we've definitely stepped up. You used to kind of be sketched out to where you were going, but now we have a very nice facility. But he started primarily working on Fords. He worked for a Ford dealership, and he worked his way up to being a –
So he was the diesel guy at the Ford dealership.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Got
it. I think he worked his way up to being a master tech over there and then left.
Because there is a special thing about – diesels that you have to know what the hell you're doing. You can't just go from gasoline to diesel
there,
and go,
picture.
Oh, I got this.
Expensive if you make a mistake.
Yep.
And diesel technicians in the dealership world are extremely valuable, and they can pretty much command the highest hourly rate within the dealership.
Yeah.
Because there's so few of them available, and they're in such high demand.
Yeah, I think the dealership right now, their diesel rate is probably around $175 an hour, I would assume.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's shop time.
Yes, sir.
Right,
yeah, labor
right.
time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and
the tech's not making ones.
Oh, no.
But the techs are probably somewhere in the high 30s to low to mid 40s.
Yeah, I would guess any good tech at a dealership is making low 35 an hour.
Yeah. And but there's a value in that because that's the guy who can get the cars in and out quickly because – they're not just throwing parts at it.
Yeah.
They're diagnosticians. They understand what it takes to fix it properly.
And that's going to go back to lifting the cabs on them. Lifting a cab on it is a lot quicker for us to do instead of a guy laying up on top of a motor changing a turbo.
You just have to unplug everything?
Yep. You just unplug everything.
Then unscrew the cab.
The radiator, on some of them, the intercoolers go up with them. You just disconnect everything and leave everything on the ground, then drop it right back down.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I just thought that was crazy when I first heard that.
What are you driving right now?
I'm driving a brand new Chevrolet Tahoe with a diesel in it.
Yeah, is it what size is the motor? A 3 liter?
I think it's a 3 liter.
Yeah,
it's a 3 liter.
That's about industry standard for the Fords.
Well, I'll tell you what,
half ton.
This is the first time. This is a 2021, and this thing is really nice. I was extremely impressed. The first time I drove it was today. Drove it up here. And it is really nice. It's a great ride.
You get about 32 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep.
And it's got plenty of power it's got the 10-speed. I haven't really looked.
Yep.
10-speed automatic transmission. And I was thoroughly impressed. And it takes a lot to impress me.
Yeah. A friend of ours, Art Mopin, wrote up a good article
like
on
you.
There. And he said the same thing. Very impressed with it. Got tons of power. Can haul with them.
Yep.
But still, if you're empty, get about 32 miles to the gallon just because those diesels are so much
is
more
that
efficient.
Equivalent to like what Isabel has, like
yeah,
that, the
yep,
smaller
like 3 liter. Yep.
3 liter, the Power Stroke one?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
are they ever going to put that in the Expeditions? Or is that
I don't know.
Something that
they didn't. I don't think they sold as many as they thought they were going to sell because I think everybody was a little bit skeptical.
As long as you drive one,
yeah. If you go drive one, then you'd probably.
Well, everything.
And then Ram has a 3 liter in their half ton truck.
Everything that Mr. Mars and I have seen about the manufacturer side, they are going away from the diesel mainly and doing the electric slash hybrid now.
Yeah.
But they're all working toward all electric, and that's. That's it's going to be significant.
Yeah, that's one thing I haven't seen is which is a crossover diesel electric like they do the
this is mine. I drove this up here.
Oh my gosh, look at this, Jeffrey! Get this thing on the air.
My God,
that is wild. See, there's your inline six turbo.
No, Caterkiller.
Yeah. There you go. We just want to take some pictures of that. That's a very interesting. Rear drive system on there with the track. I can't imagine it taking a lot of speed.
Which this one?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Not on those tracks. No.
Yeah.
For sure not. But they'd probably go over anything.
There's no doubt.
So Welder Up are those the guys from Las Vegas?
Yep.
Yeah.
They built
okay.
it.
All right. So we're going to have you back before the end of the show.
Okay.
Teach us new things.
So why don't we get you back here at 10 o'clock? Can you come back at 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock tomorrow or today?
No, today.
Yeah, I'm sure I can.
Thank you.
Okay. What, do you got to get permission?
Yeah, right. Just because I'm a service manager, I don't get to make the rules. So.
Okay.
I got a boss.
You get blamed for everything and have absolutely no authority, right?
Yes, but look at those diamonds on his other hand there.
The techs get mad at you.
Yeah.
The managers
the
get mad at you.
Yeah,
the customers, the owners,
yeah.
you're always doing something
out.
Wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, hey, man, thanks for stopping
by. Yeah, absolutely.
By.
Thank
really
you all very much.
Yeah,
thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you pointed them out.
Yeah.
Why don't we just have you here and you can just point people out as they walk by?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here's your
because I didn't want to ignore you.
You want to get the next one in here?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't.
This is the big Chevy truck that drove by.
Oh, the big Chevy truck,
the red one.
Oh, yeah.
James from Minnesota.
James, are you from Minnesota?
Yeah.
Where in Minnesota are you from?
About West Central.
West Central Minnesota, named.
Wilmer.
Wilmer, Minnesota, which would be south of Brainerd.
Yep. Yeah, we're like 2 hours straight west of the cities.
Okay.
Minneapolis.
Yeah. So. Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities.
Yeah,
they just call them the cities when you're from Minneapolis.
I'm originally from your next door neighbor.
Oh, are you?
Wisconsin. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So did you drive your truck down here?
No, we trailered
it. You trailered it?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell everybody what. Give us the background on the truck.
So it's a 49 Chevy on a 93 Dodge 1-ton frame.
So a 49 Chevy truck.
Yep.
Where did you find this? Because where do you find a 49 Chevy truck?
Originally it was from South Dakota, and then we have a neighbor that collects old cars, and he was selling it, and so I picked it up from him.
Was it just full of rust?
No, it was actually really clean. It was all original, and I actually drove it home.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Did it have a six-cylinder in it?
Yep. It was originally a grain truck. So it had a hydraulic dump, and it all worked and everything.
Then you took that off of there.
Yeah.
See, I think I'd have left the dump truck part of it on there, but that would have been me.
Yeah, I was debating that, but I actually have a 51 Chevy with an LS in it, and I can't really do much with it. You know, I mean, it's fun to drive, but I wanted something I can use for, like, work, and so that's why I built that one.
You said that's on a Ram frame.
Yep.
And so I'm assuming it's Cummins power.
Yep.
Power train.
12 valve with a 5-speed.
Oh gosh.
Yep. 4-wheel drive
with a 5-speed.
Yeah.
So what possessed you to build it like it is?
Well,
I mean, did you see a picture? You talked to somebody,
or you just had all the parts sitting around?
Yeah,
and you figured slap it together.
So I finished my my 51, and I wanted something that I could that was a little more practical. You know, that one was fun to drive with the LS and whatnot, but I wanted something more practical that I could use for work and hauling cows, and so I use it on our farm.
Do you really?
Yep.
So you're a farm boy?
Truck. Yeah, this is my work truck.
You're a farm boy.
Yep.
I'll be darned. Well, I had no clue.
Yeah.
So farming must be good there in Central Minnesota.
What's that?
Farming must be good there in Central
it's
Minnesota.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So
what do you do on the farm? Raise cattle or?
Yep. So
milk
our
cows.
Our main business is actually turkeys, so we're turkey farmers.
Turkey farmers.
Yep.
So when you go into the barn, you go, and everybody goes, is that the way it works?
They do, yeah.
Yes, uh-huh, yeah. How do I know that?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. How do you know
that? I know these things. And they're all going, God, we're scared now. How does this city boy know that? I don't know. It's one of those things that,
you know. So do you sell your turkeys to some of the name brand buyers?
No, what we do is we raise the turkeys and then we sell the eggs for like commercial birds. So the eggs hatch and then they get raised for like meat birds or for meat.
Okay. So and there's a certain breed of turkey?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. And what breed is it?
So there's two main breeds. It's called Hybrid and Nicholas. And so those are the two main.
It's in the car world because it's a hybrid. So that's a turkey that has a diesel engine and an electric motor.
Helper, yeah.
We're learning a lot right now.
It doesn't go. It goes. These guys are going, are we really doing this? So you brought the rest of the family with you, I assume.
Yep. So this is my fiance.
Okay.
Nice. Be careful.
This is a high school college buddy.
Yeah.
So.
Very nice. Well, welcome to Texas. Is this your first show down here?
So we came last year.
Yeah.
With the same truck?
With that truck, yep. But it wasn't on the semi-wheels or lifted.
Yeah.
Good, very, very good-looking truck. And we'll get some pictures of it and post it on our Facebook page. And it's in real time. You could probably go on. We'll podcast.
You know, my
well.
Guess is that they're probably not in shorts and shirt sleeves up in Minnesota today.
No.
Well, last week it was. I mean, so when you guys had that freezing.
Uh huh. Thank you for reminding us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
I mean, I think it was like negative 35 where we were.
Really?
Yeah.
And we were complaining, and you guys were going, oh, that's jacket weather for us.
We're thinking that's probably about shorts and T-shirt weather.
What a bunch of whiny Texans, right? No, we're just not built for that.
Yeah, exactly. So.
So do you guys enjoy coming down here?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So is this the only event that you go to?
Yeah. So back home, there's not shows like this. This is beyond, like, anything we have. Yeah. Most of what we have are like retired guys with restored.
Careful.
Hey, I'm not bashing it at all because a lot of my friends are actually retired guys because nobody my age.
Well,
does
the
trucks.
Farming industry too is you know a lot of family-owned farms. And
exactly.
Dad passes it on to son, and granddad passed it on to dad.
So I assume that you were born into this.
What's that?
I assume that you were born into this.
The farming, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And it's been good for you. Are you an FFA guy from?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you went to school, and your degree is in what?
Farm operation and management. So
okay,
very nice.
So I'll be taking over the farm with my brother. So
very nice,
bringing technology into it as well.
Yep.
And
is it
trucks
a, like generational thing? Is it grandfather, dad?
We're third generation. So okay.
Yeah,
really,
it's all good.
So have you met Lonnie?
I haven't. No.
No.
Lonnie's the founder of LST.
He's okay.
He and,
the one
he and
that
Todd.
Puts on this crazy thing.
Well, it's a great show.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You come a long way for it. Would it take a couple of days to come down?
23 hours. So.
And see, for us, we don't get to ever really, you know, I mean, we know a lot of people from all over the place, but when you see the license plates, it puts it in perspective, and it's just amazing to see how many people. I mean, because we have people from Canada, from Oregon, from New Jersey.
Florida.
When you see that, it's just amazing. And this is what Todd and I, when we wanted to do this thing, we've been doing this since we were kids, since we're before we could drive. So having an event like this means the world to us. I mean, it truly is a child watching it grow, because when we first had it, we were scared no one was going to show up. Who's going to show up?
And now you don't have enough space for everybody
and
that
now
wants
we don't
to.
Have enough space. So it's definitely good to hear guys like him that enjoy this and look forward and drive basically a day to come down here.
Yeah, there's a – well, so I was just looking on social media the other day, and there's a lot of people that do, like, custom plates for shows, like, on their trucks. They'll put, like, custom plates on. And I'm like, I thought about it, but I'm like, it's a talker having Minnesota plates.
Yeah.
Oh,
people
yeah.
are like, oh, you're from Minnesota, huh? I'm like, yeah, we're from Minnesota.
Great, great conversation
oh,
starter.
Yeah, yep.
Todd's sitting here as trucks are driving by. He goes, oh, there's Arkansas. Oh, that's Minnesota. There's a Florida plate. So he's, or Lonnie is, and paying attention to
Y'all look so much alike.
Yeah. Well, no, we get it at the gate. So So it's like this. It's like a little garden gnome, and then you have me. And then it's like they'll pull up and say, hey, Lonnie told me to come to the gate. And I'm like, I'm Lonnie. And then they'll come to the gate and say,
who are you?
Hey, Radar, what's going on? And I'm like, God.
You guys are interchangeable.
It's the hair. It's the hair. Y'all are.
Maybe. We were on a plane. We were going to SEMA, and we're boarding a plane, and the guy looks at both of us, and it's him, and the names are mixed up, and we didn't correct him, and we left. And the next time he comes up, and he goes, why didn't you tell me that I had y'all's names backwards? Because he continued to call Radar Lonnie and
me
Radar. So.
Because you both answer to it.
We just go with it.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Well, we really appreciate you guys coming all the way down here
Absolutely.
For it. And
thank you.
Coming on the air with us and sharing your
Are you familiar
story
with our show?
Chuck.
Yes, you are.
You listen to it.
You watch it every Saturday.
Get it on the internet.
While he raises turkeys.
While he raises turkeys. How many turkeys on the farm right now? Alive.
Alive. Yearly we have about 65,000. So
65,000 to fill up the Astrodome and beyond. Can you imagine
crazy.
Taking up a seat?
Do you really? You don't remember Don? Don used to work for WKRP
in Cincinnati.
And they did the flying turkeys out of the helicopter. That's this guy.
You did see
Les
that episode,
Nesman.
Right?
I think I. Yeah.
Yes, where they had the famous turkey drop.
Yep.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. And they dropped them out of the helicopter and they were
crashing
all over the
place.
They go
on YouTube and look it up. I think they're too young for all of that.
Yeah. So there is that.
So you do know turkeys can't fly? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making.
Well, at least the ones that he has.
He's been to college.
The 65,000 that he has?
65,000. How many acres of a property houses 65,000 turkeys?
So we have five farm facilities and 12 barns. And then,
how many acres?
It's kind of
farm sites and our cropland. We have about 850 acres.
Oh wow!
So,
wow.
But yeah,
it's a lot.
And I guess the turkeys, for the most part, stay indoors.
Yeah,
I mean they couldn't survive
35 below.
45 below. No.
Well, at 35 below, that's just before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about freezing them that way.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Just
so
package them up, feathers
so
them all.
So they go straight. To the grocery store from your farm.
Talk about fresh.
Right.
Yeah, farm fresh. Thank you guys so much for stopping by. It's good to see you.
Beautiful
Welcome
truck,
to Texas.
By the way.
Thank
Very
you.
Beautiful
Thank
truck.
You.
I really liked it.
Yeah,
really caught our
attention.
Take that
card and be sure and look us up. And thanks again. We appreciate
Sounds
you
good.
Stopping
Thank you.
By. Definitely. Thank you guys.
Thanks for coming.
It never ceases to amaze me. The businesses that some of these people are in, you would never think that a guy that raises 65,000 turkeys would be into trucks.
Yep, and would drive basically 24 hours to an event, and you know that stuff like that. It this is why I do it.
That's what makes
it fun
as well.
I do it because of that right there. Yeah. Because Todd and I, when we were going to car shows and stuff like that, we were never. They didn't have events like this. We went to rod runs. And hot
right.
rod shows.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So they had no events like that.
And
for
if
us.
You were bringing your customized mini trucks. Maybe even got shunned by some of those people there
definitely.
As well.
But what I loved is the mix that a lot of stuff that I did on my mini truck back in the day was from hot rod trucks. Back then, when we shaved the handle and the tailgate, my Ford Ranger, what I did is I got it off of one of the step-side Chevy trucks, and they had seat belts that they cut off, and you put the female side of the seat belt on the bedside, inside on the bedsides, and then the tailgate, you put the other one, the mail that goes into it, and you line it up, weld
it up,
and that's how we would do the relocator kit because they didn't have one. They didn't. No one made one until years
right.
later.
You created
but
it.
We got it from the hot rod shows.
So somebody had done it.
Yep.
Kind of borrowed like, their idea.
Yeah, and that's what I want to do is I want all of this stuff to be that is. You know, I want other groups to come out here and see something that's done on this truck over here and say, that's what I want to do to my truck. Or change it up and do something else. This is what it's all about.
Listen, when I was doing the car show circuit back in the day,
1900s.
We'd go to these things and we would – that's what you do. You'd steal this idea from this guy or go over here and say, I like that, but I want to do it this way.
Yeah, I want to do the different hand crank to get the engine going and, yeah.
You know, they kind of get your gears turning.
You know
on.
What? That's it. He's out. You know, I'm just teasing, but you need to stand by because okay. we need to go into the next hour.
Okay.
So we're going to take a break on the In Wheel Time Car Show. We invite you to stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tailpipes and Tacos is Houston's premier cruise inn, and you're invited to join in. Whether you're a cruiser or spectator, Tailpipes and Tacos is the place to enjoy made-to-order breakfast tacos, fresh coffee, and mingle with Houston's fun car people. Mark your calendar for Saturday, March 20th for Tailpipes and Tacos at the Loopy Tortilla Mexican Restaurant in Katy, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Tailpipes and Tacos is free, and everyone is invited. You'll see collector cars, hot rods, customs, magnificent originals, and resto mods, all at one location. Cars from all over Southeast Texas cruise in and show off at a friends and family event at the Loopy Tortilla Mexican Restaurant on the Grand Parkway at Kingsland Boulevard, just south of I-10 in Katy. Drag racer, car enthusiast, and Loopy founder Stan Holt brings you Houston's hottest cruise in, Tailpipes and Tacos, Saturday, March 20th, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Loopy's in Katy. The In Wheel Time Car Show will be there, too. Get your ride ready, and we'll see you at the Tailpipes and Tacos Saturday morning cruise in, March 20th, 8 to 11 a.m. at Loopy's in Katy, weather permitting. Is your business or company looking to stand out in a crowded advertising market? Looking to reach the real auto enthusiast? You found it. You're listening or watching In Wheel Time, and so are your fellow enthusiasts. The In Wheel Time Car Show now reaches 500,000, and we can put together a marketing plan that will engage them in your product, business, or service. To get the tires rolling, just shoot us an email to our marketing director, Jeff Zekin. His address is jeff@inwheeltime.com. If you're in charge of your company's small, medium, or large business anywhere in the U.S., let the On Hold company help you retain customers and promote your business on your telephone system. Promote special sales or company info when placed on hold. The On Hold company provides custom On Hold messages with professional male or female voices, licensed background music with no long-term contract, no monthly recurring bill, and updates your messages as needed. Call the On Hold company at 713-223-HOLD or go to onhold.net.
That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to noon Central on Facebook, YouTube, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, iHeart Podcast, TuneIn, Google Podcast, and Podcast Addict. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon. That's it for this podcast episode of the In Wheel Time Car Show. I'm Don Armstrong, inviting you to join us for our live show every Saturday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and our InWheelTime.com website. Podcasts are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart Podcast, Podcast Addict, TuneIn, Pandora, and Amazon Music. Keep listening, and we'll see you soon.